15, Karl Marx. As a student in Bonn and Berlin, Marx was greatly influenced by the philosophy of Hegel. While Marx was impressed with the Hegelian professors under whom he had studied, he ultimately found himself attracted to a group of students known as the Young Hegelians. Although Marx desired a career as an academic at the time, his political sympathies prevented him from receiving a position in the state-controlled university system. Instead, Marx turned to journalism, where his radical politics attracted the attention of Prussian censors. The publication for which he worked was shut down for its politically incorrect commentary, and the frustrated Marx traveled to Paris. Paris in 1843 was an international center of social, political, and artistic activity, and the gathering place of radicals and revolutionaries from all over Europe. In Paris, Marx became involved with socialists and revolutionaries. Most significantly, though, it was in Paris that Marx met Friedrich Engels, the son of a wealthy textile manufacturer in England who had become a socialist after observing the deplorable condition of workers in his father's factories. Together, Marx and Engels began to develop the ideas which became revolutionary proletarian socialism, or, as it is better known, communism. Eventually, Marx was exiled from France in 1845 at the behest of the Prussian government for anti-royalist writings. After leaving Paris, Marx traveled to Belgium, where he became involved with a group of artisans. He attempted to assemble a ragtag group in a unified political organization, the German Working Men's Association, which later became the Communist League. In 1847, the Communist League commissioned Marx and Engels to pen a statement of their beliefs and aims. This statement became the Communist Manifesto, which Marx zealously composed in anticipation of the revolutions of 1848. When revolution did begin in Germany in 1848, Marx traveled to the Rhineland to encourage its progress. When the revolution failed, Marx returned to Paris but soon left for London, where he would remain for the rest of his life. Marx died in London in 1883, still awaiting the inevitable revolution which he had predicted.